Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Big Data Show. I'm your host, Nate Latimer, and we have an exciting guest today from Next Leader Up. Her husband's also been on the show before, and she's affiliated with the company and also a member of her local Kiwanis Club. So, British Hill, everyone. Very nice to have you here, British.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be in the seat right now with you.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good conversation here. So British is recently been using ChatGPT.
Yes.
And, you know, considering Big Data Show is all things AI, technology, big data, like it's going to be an interesting conversation just to find out what she's learned so far using ChatGPT. So, British, what's your experience been so far?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, again, thanks for having me. And this is exciting for me because I'm always, whenever I start talking about ChatGPT with people, I always feel like I need to. I'm not an expert. I'm just a regular, everyday person who's fallen in love with it. So I really kind of call myself an enthusiast. And the reason is my experience has been, it saves me a lot of time in different areas of my life.
100%.
You know what I mean? 1,000%, right? I was actually, you know, first introduced to it. It was weird, not long ago. And that's the other part that's kind of crazy. It almost feels like I've been using this thing forever, but it's really only been about 4 months.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Like,
so
really,
so
like, it was
green.
I'm very green, okay. But I'm just excited. So it's really probably the summer, maybe 4 to 6 months, but it was one of my colleagues at work, and we were trying to, long story short, put together a program on how to introduce some new services for customers.
Okay.
And so we were going to send out an email to the team, and I'm sitting there, you know, looking at the screen saying, how do I even start it and what should I do? And I'm drawing a blank and I can't. And so at the time, Jeremy said to me, he said, well, you know, use ChatGPT. Do you know about it? AI. And I'm like, what is that? And this was over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what? I've heard of AI, but what's chat what? And he said, do me a favor. And so long story short, he actually said, move over, I'm going to show you something. And he typed in, just started adding in just some random thoughts about our product.
Yep.
It's going to do this, and this is what makes it different. Just threw it in there and then hit, you know, the send button. And all of a sudden, all of this information popped up so succinct and clear. The messaging was perfect. And right then and there, I realized it probably would have taken me like 3 or 4 days to figure out how to write it the way that this machine just did.
Yep, 100%.
I was sold.
So, like, that first, I guess, test trial run,
yes.
you were making a presentation.
That's right.
So tell us about that.
So that was to do the email for the team. And so that I was convinced. And then the second time I really used it as far as business was for the presentation for Kiwanis.
Okay.
Because at this point, I had started experimenting with ChatGPT for just things for myself around the house. I was looking up some recipes for my aunt who was recently diagnosed with diabetes, and I was trying to help her with a meal plan.
Sure.
So I typed in, you know, meal plan, best meal plan, diabetics. You know, so I just started playing around.
Yeah, and it just writes it in seconds.
In seconds. And then I was trying to figure out how to do a garage sale the most effective way, because we had all this stuff we needed to get rid of, and it just wrote out the plan for a garage sale. So this is just everyday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next time, and it was impressive, the next time I used it for business was for this presentation for Kiwanis. And the interesting thing is that the presentation for Kiwanis was designed to introduce people to ChatGPT in the simplest novice form. Because here I am, super green novice.
Mm-hmm.
But then there were a whole lot of people in this room who were even more super greener and more novice than I am. So I was able to bring that information to them for a meeting. And it was incredible because I sat there in front of my app on my computer and I said, I literally put in with a prompt that said, help me to create a PowerPoint presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll write the slides and like put it all organized so that you can then put that into other technologies to create the slides. Like you've got Canva.
That's right.
That it could be plugged into, and it'll, like, now with Canva's magic, it's amazing because it'll just design and pre-pop the pictures and relevant content to go along with that copy. There's also Adobe Firefly, which is incredible.
Wow.
Absolutely love Adobe Firefly. So those are cool ones that you can just sort of marry together to create presentations. So, you know, what I found is that most people, when they begin using ChatGPT, or maybe they were familiar with Jasper or like copy.ai or whatever, they're very similar. ChatGPT is just absolutely on steroids, amazing.
Yeah.
And the rapid growth, like you can do so much more than just prevent writer's block.
Right.
So, you know, like if you want it to calculate an industry's profit margin, it'll, you know, now reference, you know, current information. In the beginning when ChatGPT started, it was like capped at September 2021. And now, you know, it's married with Bing, so it'll crawl the internet as of recent.
Yeah.
There's a code generator. So if you want to build like an app, but you don't know how to write code because you're not a programmer,
right,
you just start talking to it and say, like, hey, this is what I want it to do. And it'll write Python code. Like they just added a JSON mode. Like it's just crazy cool what you can do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess for the Kiwanis audience.
Yeah.
You know, there are many different use cases that, you know, ChatGPT can help you out with in just everyday life. Like, you know, if you want a recipe whatever, you know, you're cooking for Thanksgiving this year, you know, like, I mean, it's going to just give you all the ingredients you need to buy. Like, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to Publix. So, like, what should I buy at Publix? It'll specifically tell you, like, it's just familiar. Like, another thing that I found super helpful whenever I started using ChatGPT was the plugins. So if you're a ChatGPT 4 paid member, then it's like $20 a month.
I upgraded to that one.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
They just came out with their turbo mode too.
Right.
So for that, it's the input versus output. So the prompts was like 100,000 characters, which is, you know, you used to get cut off. But now 100,000, that's pretty generous.
Right.
But with the plugins, you could add like a kayak plugin if you're booking a trip, and it's going to immediately call against the kayak solution so that it will look up the flights, it'll look up the hotels, it'll like say, you can then talk to it and say like, okay, my travel assistant, you know, I'm going to Hawaii, but I don't want to go to Maui because it just got burnt down. So, like, where should I stay? Mm-hmm. And, like, planning on going around this time. And then, like, it just starts doing all the work for you, like a travel agent, you know? So, training the ChatGPT is really where a prompt guide comes in. And there's tons of prompt guides.
Right.
That will just give you a lot of ideas on the best way to maximize ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I use it for all different types of things. So, you know, that's where I would guide newbies.
Right.
Is to check out the plugins. You can also set settings.
Okay.
Which is interesting because for me in my business, you know, Invadimate is, you know, innovative automated like company for big data technology. So I trained it to know everything there is to know about my company, about me as a CEO. So like it knows anytime I prompt and ask it a question at the end, it says, and Nate, considering you're the CEO of a data company, here are some risk factors to your question. So it always has my back.
So it sounds like it's getting to know you, like, and how you work and how you think and what your business is. That's incredible. Like, that's really exciting to me that it seems like it's going in that direction for everyone, you know, and you can eventually train your own GPT for your own life. I used it for travel coming up for next year for Greece when you said that to help me. It was essentially my travel agent. You know.
Yeah. So, I mean, ChatGPT has DALL-E as well. So it's like an image generator. One of my favorite podcast hosts is a gentleman, Matt Wolf. Wolf with an E at the end.
Okay.
He owns a site called futuretools.io. And it's like a directory. And the way he built it is just brilliant. Like, he's just an automation genius. And so he collects just this fire hose feed of information on new tools that are coming out in the AI world.
Okay.
So it flows into a directory. And, you know, so if you're looking for something that's like text to speech, you know, so you can you know, just write text and then it will voice it. Or like an image generator, like Midjourney or something, it'll find that. And like video editing, which is crazy, like what it can do. And the, like, so it's all these people that are leveraging this technology that's coming out in this AI boom. And they are really just in a big shopping mall website to where you can just go shop for cool things. And you'd be so shocked to find out like what's in there and what these companies are coming out with using this technology. It's just absolutely brilliant. Another good tip would be to use the plugin called WebPilot, because then you can actually just input a URL, so a website, and then it will visit that website and read the entire website in seconds, and then you know, tell you whatever you want to know about it. So sometimes when I'm doing research, I'm like, oh man, I need to do some recon on some competitors. So like I go, like I'll grab like 10 websites of competitors in a specific like industry, vertical, niche, whatever. And now it's pulling data on, you know, the top competitors in that space. And I'm learning, you know, what the similarities are. I'm doing comparisons. I'm getting price comparisons. So pricing comparison is just huge in itself. So, I mean, it's just one thing that I think, you know, it scares people about the AI world is, you know, replacing jobs.
Right. That's what you're hearing. We all are.
And, you know, I really want to change that tone because, you know, you got to look at it as it's like a Texas Instrument, you know, going back to a calculator, you know, it's like. Now you got a calculator on your phone. Like it's just an extension of your own intelligence. You know, so I always say garbage in, garbage out, gold in, gold out. So, you know, the better you learn how to prompt, the easier your life becomes because you can prompt ChatGPT to say, like, you are a real estate expert and I am buying a home. Like, and like I'm having it write an algorithm right now. For predicting the best time to buy a home. And because I have access to all the homeowner data already and a ton of real property information, I can take that mixed with my access to the MLS feeds and that historical data and create triggers that, you know, it's a very predictive calculator of when is the best time to buy a home. And, you know, whenever you give that to a consumer as a tool, then, you know, they can input simple fields of information, survey style, and it's going to learn about them and say, like, okay, cool, I got to know a little bit more about you now. And this is what the calculator says. So you can build so many cool things in here.
Like, it sounds like it. And I love it, too. Thank you for sharing that because it. I love the mindset of it. It's not about replacement. It's about enhancement. I mean, and just you using that example of the real estate agent who, you know, instead of sort of, you know, backing up away from it and saying, oh my gosh, that's, you know, it's replacing my expertise or, you know, it's somehow going to make me seem less relevant. If I get all that information from AI, I'm supposed to know that myself. My client won't, my customer will think I'm not that smart. No, that's not the, I don't look at it that way. I look at it as an additive. It helps us to, you know, maybe be that much smarter. Like, why not use? And then the mindset for me is it's a personal assistant.
It totally is.
And, this is my assistant.
So another example, you know, with my company, we integrated ChatGPT into our website. So what's cool about that is we're really creating digital sales reps that aren't annoying chatbots. Like, you know, I hate it whenever I call into a company and, you know, the prompts are terrible. You know, the prompt that I need is not even on there as a button to push, like, you know, or just talking to a chatbot. It's just like a human representative. Like, how do I get past this?
Know?
But with ChatGPT, with NLP, natural language programming, you can train your website to answer so accurately to the way you would. All right. And that's whenever you want to reference different websites and everything. So it's got just this wealth of information. So if I wanted to know how to negotiate, then I'm going to download it with information from like Secrets of Power Negotiating by Roger Dawson, mm-hmm. You know, or just multiple sales books if I want to train it to close a deal.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to like say, okay, I'll allow you to answer 25 questions, but they say pricing, then it's going to ask if the person that they're chatting with wants to be sent a booking link so they can just talk to, you know, a seasoned closer.
That's really awesome.
But it's just, it's brilliant, like
yeah.
how natural it is, how fast it is.
Right.
To where it comes across as talking to a real human mm-hmm. as opposed to being annoyed by something that somebody manually wrote, but then somebody trips it up because they, you know, maybe ask the question using slang or something, and it's just like, I don't understand,
well, yeah.
you know, whatever. So it's just, it's really, really powerful stuff whenever you put it to use
yep.
for you. So there's others as well outside of ChatGPT. You've got like Claude.ai. Very, very useful. Like you can upload documents into it. It'll read the docs. There's plugins that you can do that too, along mm-hmm. with ChatGPT. But mm-hmm. you've got Elon Musk just came out with Grok. And Grok is going to be pretty interesting. Like,
what is that going to focus on?
I'm a big Elon Musk fan. Mm-hmm. Just a brilliant, creative,
watched his documentary.
He's awesome. A hero.
Yeah.
but
yeah.
Or an alien. I don't know.
Right.
I think he might just be trying to get back home. but, So Grok is it's his version of an LLM, so a large language model sort of tech like ChatGPT. But what he's doing is he's dialing it into Twitter because he bought Twitter, which is now X. So mm-hmm. it's going to be referencing real humans' tweets. And, you know, that's going to give, you know, that world quite the edge whenever it's not just, you know, crawling the web or using its own intelligence. Mm-hmm. It's crawling consumer opinion, you know, like it's insane. It's going to have a sense of humor. Like if you test with it and you tell it to, you know, comedy roast, you know, something, somebody, mm-hmm. it's pretty clever. That's another thing. Like yeah. you write full on stand up comedy sets. You can like write copy for ads, emails, like, and so say like, I need to send, a cold touch email. I need you to write the subject line and, the body of the email, make it bullet punchy. So it's not too paragraph heavy and makes people cross-eyed and ignore it, like make right. it responsive.
Yeah.
And then I need you to create 7 follow-up messages after that. And it just writes it all in seconds.
Yes, it does. Like,
it's amazing.
It is amazing. Let me ask you a question. I mean, obviously, you know, the interviewee asking the interviewer, but the reality is that you are just premium in this space. This is what you do. This is what your know, podcast is about. And so I'm curious about your opinion. So like, for example, you just mentioned Twitter, which is now referred to as X. You know, one of the concerns for a lot of just average consumers of this is security. Like, what's going to mm-hmm. happen? You know, I mean, because when you just said that, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, real people will be able to just type in their tweets and whatever they're feeling, and then whatever kind of technology Elon Musk has attached mm-hmm. to it is going to make
sure.
it even more real and more whatever. What comes to mind for you when you think a safe space in terms of security and privacy and things like that? I'm just curious.
100%. So that's a huge hot button in my,
yeah.
you know, data world. You know,
right.
we currently ingest 20 to 30 million opt-in records on a monthly basis to build out a reach to 327 million consumers.
Mm-hmm.
But there are compliance rules and regulations. Some people don't follow them that well.
Mm-hmm.
But ChatGPT is doing a great job, in my opinion.
Okay.
Out of my 20-year career history, I've
yeah.
never been in trouble with consumer compliance. So I like the way they're doing it. They're actually, they just announced that they're going to be working with data partners. When Obama was in office,
mm-hmm.
He open sourced a lot of data, which is, you know, really great that he did that,
mm-hmm.
But not, you know, personal identifiable information
right.
on consumers that
okay.
could be intrusive.
Right.
It's just a lot of data sets that could, you know, help people move faster when building products, or, you know, certain things that are just like public information, like some real property data or something.
But things that are available anyway, right?
Really, but it really just made it available to like the you know, the data guys that need to build products as solutions. So, you know, people that are programmers on like GitHub, you know, they can just drop it into what they call a repository, and then all that information is just data that's very useful in building out those solutions. But so, you know, if some people would worry about like copyright infringement or plagiarism, but ChatGPT has Copyright Shield, which is, you know, their technology that prevents plagiarism. So it does, like, if you type in a prompt right now, asking it to, you know, write an article, and then I type in the same prompt and ask it to write an article, it's going to give us different versions.
That question came up at the, at our meeting.
And it's not, it prevents plagiarism. So
It's
really interesting when you think about the way this can be used in so many endless possibilities. You know, you think about students now, like, man, it should be a lot easier if I was in high school.
Tell me about it. Which leads me, I don't have any, our son is adult, so I don't have children in school, but I would be, I would imagine that that is a hot button for parents that don't really understand it as of yet. So they're wondering, like, how is this going to affect homework
here's testing? Here's where I can put those parents at ease.
Okay.
I mean, you remember Cliff's Notes, right?
Yes, of course.
So Cliff's Notes are great.
Yeah.
But the issue, I think that, you know, parents are, you know, great teachers are concerned about is, you know, arriving at the answer.
Yes.
How did you arrive at the answer? Do you really understand what I'm teaching you?
Yep, comprehension.
So ChatGPT will give you the straight for the jugular answer that you're looking for, which I love. And then at the end, it shows you how it arrived to that answer. So it's just learning faster.
Yeah.
It's just creating better, smarter people. And I don't like dumb people.
Right. No, it's true. And I love, thank you for that, for answering that question. Because a neighbor, we were talking about it the other day, and she has a fifth grader and an eighth grader. And it's like, I just, how do I know? Like, all they have to do is just type a, the question. Whereas when we were in school, she was saying, you had to, you know, we had encyclopedias and, you know, you had to research. You went to the library, you know, you had to actually study. And so retention happened. And if you didn't pass the test, it was because you didn't study for it, kind of thing. But now with technology,
it makes it more fun to learn.
And
like,
I think
it really does.
Children, I think this is, I think kids are just learning different. So for us to have the same expectation on how they arrive to the information, make it the way that we arrive to it, that's just not fair.
So
they're in a different world.
I think where people need to understand the potential and the abyss is to, you know, start looking at some prompt guide courses. Just go on YouTube, like ChatGPT prompt guide courses.
Okay.
So, like, it's, you got to know how to ask the questions to get the right answers.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, and even going through those prompt guides is going to give you just a ton of ideas. So there's GPTs now on ChatGPT that just it's introducing GPTs. Like, I'm on the site right now. So you've got creating writing coach. I'm excited to read your work and give you feedback to improve your skills. There's Laundry Buddy. Ask me anything about stains, settings, sorting, and everything.
I love it.
There's like culinary stuff on here. Game time. So I can quickly explain board games or card games to players of any skill level. Let the games begin.
Wow.
And then Tech Advisor. Like, I love this because, you know, a lot of times, depending on, you know, what service, you know, I use a lot of software as a service solutions, and I've got a ton of tech vendors, but a lot of times, you know, it's a support ticket and I got to wait 2-3 days. But now what I can do is, like I say, ChatGPT, here's their website, learn everything about it. And, like, you know, some tech sites have just so many pages and so many things to, like, navigate through, like Stripe. Oh my God. Like, all the API documentation is ridiculous. So, like, I can just use ChatGPT as a tech advisor. I'm like, hey, I'm using Stripe. I'm a customer, and I'm trying to figure out how I can get approved to accept cryptocurrency. And, like, it just tells me exactly where to go and what to do. So, like, it's just amazing. And, Bots yeah. are 24/7.
Bots are 24/7. That's right. I was thinking also, so a couple of things. It's all about the props. And then also you're reminding me of, again, those messages for those of us that are old enough to remember at least the early days of, like, computers at school and computers at work and home and things like that. And one of the things that stands out from what I remember my computer science teacher way back then, Mr. Denson, and he said, garbage in, garbage out. And that was, if, for those of us that remember the early days.
Was he
days,
just talking about rap music?
Yeah, he might have been, probably, knowing him when I really think about it. But no, but it was a big thing in the class. And so here we are again, you know, 20, 30, some odd, whatever, how many years later. Mm-hmm. And it still applies, but it's just in this realm.
Right.
So that's the whole thing about, you know, it's important to make sure, I believe, that you're putting in the right prompts. Someone told me recently to do, and you just did it too. It was tell AI, I call my robot, tell your robot who they are before you ask the question.
Yes, exactly.
So when I was trying out, you know, my question was, so we're going to Greece. What did I say? I said, I started out with, you are a travel expert or you are a travel planner.
Mm-hmm.
Help me to plan a trip to Greece next summer for 7 days. Best restaurants, or I said Athens maybe, mm-hmm. best restaurants and things to do for a history buff.
Mm-hmm.
And it just went,
I know, it's amazing,
for it. And then I said, please, oh, and I said, this is great. Please give it to me in a bulleted form.
Mm-hmm.
And then it said, certainly. And it always starts out with that certainly and went right into.
Yep. It's absolutely incredible. So the future is really bright. And I mean, my work has become so much easier since this whole AI boom. Just, mm-hmm. You know, we build products faster, like we correct code faster, and we can just build edgy, cool products. So it's amazing. So to all the Kiwanis members, I was actually VP president of Key Club when I was in high school, so very familiar with your organization. Cool. And check out ChatGPT. I guess the simplest advice I could give is, like, anything you would Google in the past to look up information, like, just use ChatGPT instead, and it'll blow your mind.
That's
so
great.
Thank you so much for being here, British.
Thank you
such
for
a pleasure.
Me.
Such a pleasure.
A lot of fun. Thank you.